Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why.
In 1955, George Jones recorded Why Baby Why, his first hit for Starday Records. Born in Saratoga, Texas, he began performing in local clubs at age 10. In the late 1940s, he worked as a disc jockey at various radio stations in his home state before returning to the U.S. Marine Corps in 1950. 3 years later, Jones completed his military service and returned to the Texas nightclub circuit. He was discovered by Starday's founder, Pappy Daly, who convinced Jones to record for his label. Jones says his first studio session proved a great learning experience.
The first time I went in to do my first recording session, and for about 2 hours I sang like Roy Acuff, Lefty Frizzell, and Hank Williams. And finally the producer came in the studio after he figured I had enough fun and wanted to know if I could sing like George Jones. So I said, oh, I didn't know that. I thought I was supposed to sing like them people, you know. They're selling records. I didn't know what a difference, you know.
After leaving Starday Records in 1957, Jones worked with several other labels. In 1969, he joined Nashville's Grand Ole Opry, and the same year married singer Tammy Wynette. Their union lasted only 6 years, but during that time they collaborated on numerous duets, including the number one hits We're Gonna Hold On, Near You, and Golden Ring.
Golden Ring.
Much of his life, George Jones battled an addiction to alcohol that nearly ruined his professional career. He earned the nickname No Show Jones for missing numerous concert dates. At one point, lawsuits against him by show promoters seeking compensation forced Jones to declare bankruptcy. He credited his fourth wife, Nancy, whom he married in 1983, for helping him overcome his dependency to alcohol and giving his life new meaning. Countless singers, including Garth Brooks, George Strait, Alan Jackson, and Randy Travis, named George Jones as a major influence. Bill Ivey, former director of the Country Music Foundation, describes in this earlier interview the role Jones played in country music.
He has a unique vocal style that really is so special that it hasn't been much imitated. I think people in contemporary country music who look back on George's early work for inspiration don't try to sound like him. They try to write like him and try to get that spirit into their interpretation. What George Jones has is the constant presence of the real energy of country music. I think it's something that's much admired.
At age 62, Jones was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. The surprise announcement was made during the 1992 Country Music Association Awards telecast. The overwhelmed performer described his feelings in this acceptance speech.
You know, I've won a lot of awards, I'm not bragging, a lot of awards over the period of years. And each and every one of them was fantastic. They made you feel great. They kept you going and made you try harder and work harder. But this has got to be the greatest one in the world. Country music has been awful good to me throughout a whole bunch of years. And I'll tell you what, I'd like to just thank all the fans in the whole wide world.
New pop-oriented trends have broadened country music's boundaries in recent years, but never lessened the popularity of George Jones' traditional sound. Several of his peers, including Vince Gill, Patti Loveless, Clint Black, Travis Tritt, and Pam Tillis, fulfilled a lifelong dream when they collaborated with Jones on this Grammy Award-winning single, I Don't Need Your Rocking Chair.
I don't need your rocking chair. Is your Ritol or your Medicare? I've still got neon in my veins. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair.
occasions, George Jones said that he played, sang, and wrote country songs out of his deep love for the music. Equally gratifying was his relationship with his fans. Jones once revealed, "It's not really that important to me as far as glory, popularity, and those things. I just feel like I'm making people happy, and they sure make me happy when I walk out on that stage. That's all that's really important to me." In the early 1990s, country music fans and musicians named Jones' recording of He Stopped Loving Her Today as the greatest song of all time. The single topped the chart in 1980 and earned Jones a Grammy and two Country Music Association awards. His other industry honors included induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1992. 3 years later, he teamed with his former wife, Tammy Wynette, to record the chart-topping album, One. His autobiography, I Lived to Tell It All, was published in 1996, and an album of the same name followed. MCA Records dropped Jones from its roster in 1998, and he later formed his own label, Bandit Records. In 1999, George Jones suffered life-threatening injuries when he lost control of his car and slammed into a bridge near his home. After making a full recovery, he returned to recording and touring. His last solo album, Hits I Missed and One I Didn't, contains songs made famous by other artists, plus a newly recorded version of his signature tune, He Stopped Loving Her Today. Jones' many accolades included a 2008 Kennedy Center honor and a 2012 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In late 2012, he kicked off his farewell tour, scheduled to conclude on November 22nd in Nashville. Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, Kenny Rogers, and many other country stars were set to perform at the show. During the past year, Jones had been hospitalized several times, most recently on April 18th, with fever and irregular blood pressure. Country legend George Jones, dead at age 81. I'm Mary Morningstar.
He said, "I love you till I die." She told him, "You forget in time." As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her pictures on his wall. Went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed, dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single "I love you." I went to see him just today.